Blog Talk Radio.
And away we go. That's right, as the clown Prince of Crime said, here we go. I had to get that noisemaker started. Got a little stuck there. Got to use WD-40 on it this week, folks. But welcome, everybody. It's 9:04 p.m. on the East Coast. It's a Friday night. We are broadcasting the Paragon Radio News Satellite. It's broadcasting live from an altitude of 6 feet above sea level. Figure it out yourselves. And this is Paragon Radio. I am your host, Pogo Man. And now joining me is my co-host, the one, the only, Mad Viking.
Do what you want because the Batman is free. You are the Batman.
Yes, I am. Hello. And we'll explain all that in a few minutes. I think we explained that last week. Or was that during the week? I don't think we got to that last week.
No, we didn't get to it last week.
That's right, because DC made the announcement during the week. I guess we should get to that announcement. Well, we'll get to it right now. Okay, so as everybody knows, September 19th is traditionally International Talk Like a Pirate Day. On Dawn Radio, over in Champions Online, or wherever we are, we celebrate that day. Well, this year, DC Comics has officially announced Batman Day will be celebrated, once again, September, of course. But this year, it will be on, surprise, surprise, September 19th. Sound familiar? Yes. So we will be having a double celebration. International Talk Like a Batman Pirate Day. This sounds familiar. Why? Well, if you go back through the history, the annals of history, back to 1994, Detective Comics Annual Number 7. It was an Elseworlds issue they did. Captain Leatherwing, during the Golden Age of Piracy. I don't have the issue in front of me. I'm acquiring it now. It will be in my hands well before the 19th. It was the Golden Age of Piracy, and he was known as Captain Leatherwing. He was hired by King George of England to eradicate England's enemies on the Golden Seas. But there you go. And that's short history. And before we get to that date, within the next 2 weeks, I'll be able to give you more information. But there you go. So, yes, Batman was a pirate in an alternate universe, in an Elseworlds issue. Yes, and I think we were talking about it. And I think Mordecai even said, I think in an Elseworlds, even Batman was a ballerina at one point. But, you know, hey, you know, I'm sure he's done everything because he's Batman. So, there you go.
He did sing jazz on the Justice League Unlimited. I remember that. So, we know he's a jazz singer.
I'm sure at some point in some alternate universe he had some, they're going to say he had some ballet training or he did something with ballet for some reason. I'm sure they're going to fit that into his background somewhere.
And Morty will be angry if I don't point out the fact that there is a Bat Metal trilogy.
That's your guess. Sadly, I thought I downloaded it. I had it downloaded at one point. I don't know what happened to it. I will download it for next week. I'll definitely have it downloaded for the celebration. We'll definitely do a celebration the night before here. Of course we will. I was playing something with Pirate, but definitely Batman and Pirates. You bet your asses we're going to do something the night before. Speaking of celebrations, I want to make sure we announce this before I forget. Upcoming, it was September 13th, way back in 2012, that Save City of Heroes Radio had its very first broadcast. Now, for those of you who are new, you're asking yourselves, what does Save City of Heroes Radio have to do with this show? Well, Save COH Radio was the original name of this very program. So way back then, almost 8 years ago, we had our first broadcast. At that point, Susie the Elf was my co-host. Our first guest was Tony V, who was very instrumental in helping with City of Heroes. So we had him on the air. We had over 1,000 listeners that night. He came on for Q&A. about what was going to happen with the fate of City Heroes back then, with NCSoft getting ready to close it down and all good stuff. But this year, the 13th, is on a Sunday. So what does that mean? We are going to do our 8th anniversary show on the 11th, which is a Friday. Yes, I know, that's 9/11. So we'll do a quick 9/11 tribute, and then we will spend the rest of the night celebrating the 8th anniversary of Save COH Radio / Paragon Radio, even though this show became Paragon Radio on January 6th, 2017. But still, it's still the same show, and it was almost 8 years ago. So we will do that. And the week after, we'll be celebrating a day early, international talk, like a Batman Pirate Day, as they're calling it now. So it's International Talk Pirate Day / Batman Day. Wow, we got a couple of nice couple of weeks ahead of us celebrating wise.
Oh, yeah. And let's
and
see.
And of course, next Thursday night, it's back, baby. We didn't think it was going to happen with COVID-19. Oh, I don't have that either. I thought I had it on here. Weird. What happened to all my cool music I had on here? I was going to play the NFL kickoff song. Good Lord, it's not on here. All right. Anyway, I had
a sign.
NFL kickoff. I know. I have to. Yeah, I got to upload you. NFL kickoff is next Thursday night. I don't know. We were talking about this at my birthday party. A lot of us football fans, we don't know what kind of season we're going to have. One of my close friends, since we were best friends since eighth grade, he's like, I think they're going to wind up canceling the season. Because if you look at baseball and what happens when at least one member of a team is test positive, they cancel the game. Oh! Here goes Sasha's face turn. Bailey is beating the crap out of her. She hurt her knee in the rematch for the tag team titles. She injured her knee. I don't know if you're watching it. She injured her knee in the tag team rematch, and Bailey just went ballistic on her. They had doctors in there getting ready to help her out of the ring, and all of a sudden Bailey threw the doctors away, pushed the doctors away, and now she's in the shit out of her. On the rail, on the middle steps. There you go. Sorry about that. I had her on the background. I figured it'd be something cool like Sasha slapping her in the face. There you go. Bailey just went ballistic. That's the face turn. That's the face turn we've been waiting for. Okay. Anyway, back to business. So, like in baseball, a member of the team tests positive for COVID-19. They cancel that entire series against another team. So what are they going to do if one member tests positive for COVID-19?
What's the protocol? It's not here yet, so.
Right. It's next week, though. It's the Giants play on Monday night. So my team, it's like 10 days away. Thursday night, it's 6 days away. So what's the protocol? And God forbid they have to cancel a game. It's not set, like I said, it's not set up where there is one universal bye week. They're still using the same schedule where everybody has different bye weeks. I mean, the way they set the schedule up, like they're ignoring COVID-19. That's what I don't get. And remember, football is different than all the other sports. I mean, you're literally physical contact every play. So, there you go. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I do love me some football, but I am a true blue diehard New York Giants fan, but we'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see what happens, kids. Anyway.
Well, let's go down the list here. We are on the steps of Atlas Park. It's me, Pogo, and Springs. I am tucked away in the back in the minefield on Champions.
Yes, sorry. And Springs, and follow the name, Springs is dressed as my sidekick, Pogo Man Springs. And let me tell you, she is dressed absolutely appropriately as my sidekick. If you don't believe me, come to the steps of City Hall in Atlas Park on the Everlasting server, and you'll see what I mean.
And in our chat room, well, we had Internet Friend and we had Kid Kat.
Yes,
but we do still have George Mosley, and we still have Wolf Lord 666.
And we did have Internet Friend, whoever that is.
Yeah, I did say that.
And
yeah,
yes,
I was
like, I'm sorry. I was looking at. I can't get over how Spring looks. She is dressed like the epitome of like the Dark Knight Returns, that comic from Frank Miller. You know what I mean? How the Robin, whatever, I forget her name,
mm-hmm.
how that Robin was dressed, how she is dressed as the epitome of what my sidekick should look like if I had one. I just can't get over it. That's awesome. Okay. But right after we went off the air last week, I was still logged in to the game. City of Heroes, Homecoming. I was still holding my torch. I had to run to the bathroom, got my mom a cup of tea, blah, blah, blah. Came back, and there was a whole crowd of people holding torches with me. And they were thanking me. This vigil is great, blah, blah, blah. Very timely. Cool. No problem. I'll confess now. No idea what they were talking about. Oh, so sad he passed away. He was so quiet about it, so brave, and blah, blah, blah. No idea. Well, turned out, minutes, like literally, we signed off the show. Minutes later, we found out Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman, at the age of 43, passed away. That's right, shocking. So, I'm going to read this via Variety. It says here. Some heartbreaking news in the entertainment community. Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman has passed away following a battle with colon cancer. He was only 43 years old. His family confirmed the news on his Twitter account and left the following message for fans. It is with immeasurable grief that we confirm the passing of Chadwick Boseman. Chadwick was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in 2016 and battled with it four years as it progressed to stage 4. A true fighter, Chadwick persevered through it all and brought you many of the films you've come to love so much, from Marshall to The Five Bloods, August Wilson's, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and several more, all were filmed during and between countless surgeries and chemotherapy. It was the honor of his career to bring King T'Challa to life in Black Panther. He died in his home with his wife and family by his side. The family thanks you for your love and prayers and asks that you continue to respect their privacy during this difficult time. Boseman had been slated to reprise his role in Black Panther 2. However, the fate that movie will have to wait this week for Boseman and send our condolences to his family, friends, and fans over the world. R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman, 1976 to 2020. Yeah, I think a moment of silence. Okay. I don't want people to come in and think we're doing dead air. There you go. Well, you know, some people come, what's dead air? That was 10 seconds. Sorry. On radio, you have to show them. Yeah, it sucks doing it on radio because then it's like, well, what do?
Yep.
And of course, somebody's got to say, you know, flashlights exist.
What?
In front of us, this person goes, you know, flashlights exist. Go away. Moron.
I guess they're doing the update. I mean, they could have also done the cell phone raise.
Yeah. But you know what? You do know the game isn't fully back yet, right? Morons. You know what? We haven't done this in a while. For saying that, right as soon as we finished, actually they said it while we were doing that tribute, and just for sounding like a moron, you know what happens to people sound like morons, especially when we're doing a tribute to a fallen actor who played a Marvel character in a really cool movie. When we were doing Wakanda Forever, thank you, Wolf Lord. Do you know what we do when we, you know what happens to people like that? You know what happens?
What happens? Viking? What happens?
You just made the list!
There you go! And no bubbly for you. But for the rest of us who don't make the list, you know what everybody else gets?
What do they get? Besides OxyClean. Get a moment of silence? Wait, Pogo, are you there? Is anyone listening? Is he there? Or is it just me? I need some help here. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm still connected. Okay. No Pogo. Okay, so I'm on my own again. Pogo, once again, yeah. Trying to send the message to him. Okay, so, let's see. Yeah, but as he was talking about, and it was like all over the place. So several games kind of put it in one, put a tribute to him in one form or another. And you know, everyone could talk about the Black Panther movie and how it was great. And let's not forget the Endgame portal scene. Everyone walking in. And you know, we're trying to get to all right, he can't hear me, I can't hear him. And I was saying that the port when everyone started coming in and you see Black Panther leading the Wakandan army right behind him. Everyone had, you know, goosebumps right there. Okay, so let's see. We talked about that. I would talk about any updates from Ship of Heroes or Valiant, but once again, there was none, at least on my side. He has one from Golden Girl. Getting a message from him now. Oh, he's got to reboot his laptop. Okay. All right, so let's see what's going on here. All right. Grab an article here while we're filling in the gap. And check on everyone here. All right, so he's trying to reboot. So sooner or later, he's going to poof on the game. So, no concern there. Okay, something, here. No, that ain't gonna work. sometimes I have articles ready to go, but Blog Talk was behaving for so long, and I fell out of practice, and now it's back. Oh, he died. That's right. He died on the exact day of Jack Kirby's birthday and for the Martin Luther King speech celebration, while Fortnite just announced hours before that Black Panther would be the game. That's right. Thank you there. Almost forgot about that. So, yeah. There was one particular cartoon on, a political cartoon I saw on this, well, not political, a tribute cartoon, where they had, you know, the Black Panther suit, the baseball representing 42, the shoes representing James Brown, and Chadwick Boseman walking away, and, Stanley wraps his arm around him, going like, "You did good, kid." So, yeah, I'm trying to find that one. But also trying to find an article to talk while we're waiting for Pogo to return. Oh, yes, that's it. That's one thing I forgot to mention here. All right. After 78 years. The Archie's comic flagship title, Archie, is going on a surprise hiatus at least to the end of the year. They put the brakes, planned for a 2 month break, so when the COVID-19 thing fully struck, and hasn't been anything coming after that. But yeah, they are planning for the rest of 2020 Archie to not be having a comic after 78 years, breaking the pattern. I'm trying to read the rest of this article here. They were working on the Archie and Katie Keene meeting. The issue ended on a cliffhanger where morose Archie has been surprised with a text from Josie of the Pussycats saying they make a great team and asked if they could collaborate on music together. So there was going to be a team up of the Archies and the Pussycats. So, and it's like dun dun dun, and nothing after that. So yeah, COVID-19 taking out the Archies. Who would have thought? All right, let's see another article that I saw before. You know, we talked about Batman Day changing. I wasn't ready for this because it's, you know, like I said, it, you know, the It's been behaving, and now it's back to misbehaving. Well, okay, one thing we should mention here. We are still raising money for the COVID-19 relief here with Cohen's Children Medical Center, Northwells Health, with extralife.org and the Children's Miracle Network. And we are still breaking records. We are now up to five. Sorry, unintended. No, I don't have COVID. $501. So, and that last boost came from, not from champions, but at the same time, they did not play any game. They just donated. So, yeah, we are halfway to the goal that he wanted. He wants to get to 1,000, and Morty said that he will donate if we get to exactly 666. It has to be that number. I got to check with Morty if he's still listening here. It has to be 666. Screenshot and all. I got to wait for the delay. 666 before October 20th. It has to be that specific amount. So if you want to be mischievous, and if you know someone that can donate 165, boom, there you go. Okay, checking up to see if Pogo has returned. He's not on the game yet. I don't see him on the Skype. All right, continue. Fill in more. Let's see. There was one more. I was trying to find it. And then I reminded to do the date on that. And okay, all right, that's it. That's what I was talking about. Now, those who've been paying attention to Marvel knows that the Incredible Hulk is now the Immortal Hulk. Well, there's going to be a one-shot of the Immortal She-Hulk. I'm guessing this, I don't know if it's a tie-in to what was going on with the storyline of Empire, or they want to build up She-Hulk before the She-Hulk TV series comes to play. But they're giving a one-shot where now the She-Hulk will join the ranks of... Now, I don't know, for those who have been following the Immortal Hulk, it went from the scientific to more of a demonic factor and getting into the supernatural area. So I don't know if they're going to do the same with She-Hulk. I mean, it will be interesting to read. But, yeah, that will be the case, and that will get to the article and read exactly what's going on here. It is, like I said, it's going to be a one-shot. And... put simply, she's going through being a Hulk. You set up a position where being a gamma mutate comes with certain facts that must eventually be faced. And what happened in Empire means it's Jen's turn to face it. Now, whether that means we'll get the original She-Hulk and not the other Hulk that we've been getting lately. Well, you know, because, you know, I don't know why they had to make She-Hulk more like the 70s and 80s Hulk, She-Hulk smash. But yeah, that's what they've been doing as of late. Hopefully this is a return to the She-Hulk we all know and love. Just a matter of then just waiting and see how the issue goes. Okay. Continuing on to check. Okay, I see Pogo signing into Skype. And let's see, is he back on game? Not yet. All right, so he's on his way. I guess we're going to have to start the drinking game again. If Pogo disappears or goes silent, drink! We may have some drunk people by the time. And that's not even counting. We haven't even gotten to Heroes and Villains and that drinking game. And, okay. Slowly he turns, step by step, inch by inch. And, okay, so again, he'll be back on. And let's see, where can I find... All right, now Michael Keaton is coming back as Batman. They are going to celebrate it by having a real comic books, just like Batman 66, Wonder Woman 77. There will be a Batman 89 with Michael Keaton's look. There's been times when they wanted to bring back the Tim Burton era. Even they tried for a Crisis on Infinite Earth, if you remember, the first one to go. You remember seeing Robert Wool replaying his reporter Knox before the red light hits, and there you go. Now, whether that means we actually get to see Billy Dee Williams as Harvey Dent turning into Two-Face, that's another story. I know there was a few people... kind of disappointed when they saw Tommy Lee Jones put into that position instead. So maybe in the comics they will give us what we've been waiting for some time. Quite some time for some people. Let's see. The article here. They don't know. They may put in Harley Quinn. Oh, they do have a picture of Billy Dee Williams as Two-Face. They just show the cover. Yes, they do have Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. I don't know who they're supposed to be as Robin. They're even juggling to bring him back Prince's character Gemini for the Bat Dance and Party Man videos. But the Flash film will come out in 2022. It'll be the 30th anniversary. Obvious, interestingly enough, of Keaton's last appearance in Batman and 1992's Batman Returns. So that will be very interesting to see. Okay, let's see. Once again, it's time for Pogo Check. Not on game. I do see on Skype. I don't hear yet. I will say, if he cannot come on and I start seeing a whole bunch of curse words, yes, there will be a live version on Dawn Radio Monday night. Won't make that call yet until I start, either he starts talking and we don't have to worry about it, or I see cursing. And yeah, it might be considered. So please stand by. At least they haven't not played Bach yet. That's one thing we should be somewhat happy about. This with the artwork to be Poison Ivy. Okay, they got some more pictures on this thing, so I'm just waiting to wait for the load. And we're talking the late 80s Gina Davis, not the Gina Davis of now. And it looks like they tried to combine, well, it's not the one piece full suit of the Poison Ivy from that one. It's like I can hear someone just had a shake of dread. Like, no, not that one. Why do they put, okay, get rid of the ad. Thank you. They are planning someone to be Harley Quinn. They have a drawing for it. They also have a Batgirl waiting in the wings. Stop that. Get that ad out of the way. Thank you. Move on. All right, so yes, there will be a Poison Ivy. There will be a Harley Quinn. I don't know. There's something to do a poll on. If consider the time period of the 80s to early 90s, who would have been good to play Harley Quinn? And it looks like they're going to have a Robin. I don't know, one, which Robin, and two, any actor that could fit. It is a guy. So what would be a during that time period, late 80s, early 90s, who would you think would be a good Harley Quinn and a good Robin? Okay, that will give enough time for me to check to see, is he back on the game? No, he's not. He is still on Skype. He must be cursing like there's no tomorrow. Yeah, I know. That's the interesting part. Harley Quinn wasn't even a character yet. She appeared in the animated series, which was based off of it. Well, hold on. Let's find that out. Batman Animated. Let's see what year did that come on. It started in the year 1992. Batman Returns was 1992. So, yeah, okay. Yeah, it would fit. It would fit. All right, so it was like just after then they started, and then they brought in the other guy. that's why, you know, for some reason they decided to bring in Val Kilmer. All right, so considering that it was, it could have been done, who would be? Let's see. First one I would think of would be Julie Brown. Not downtown Julie Brown, the comedian Julie Brown. At the time, and if you think about it, for those who are old enough to remember, one of the voice actresses of Harley Quinn was doing videos, mainly straight to videos, Tara Strong. So she could have just able to have jumped in and done that one. There's actually a video, you know, to prove that. Would have been, now, the thing that I find interesting, that means somewhere down the line, Jack Nicholson would probably have a cameo, because you can't have Harley Quinn without the Joker. And they just left him, you know, dead in the original. So I guess they would have, you know, find a way to bring back the Joker. Elizabeth Shue, good and interesting choice, yeah. That's a good possibility. And I'm also trying, like I said, also think who would be a good Robin. And Meg Ryan, that's another one. She was in a few comedies. one I could think. Harleen wearing a mask. Yep, just like Boss Grissom's girl. Like I said, that means that would tell me that Jack Nicholson's Joker would have to come back. One more time. Check the game. Not on. Hasn't even responded to my message on Skype. Whew. All right. Now, of course, with Two-Face, you would need to bring... I'm trying to remember. Who's the one that sprayed the acid on him? And I want to say Marconi, but he had died in that already. So, but let me just double check. No, Sal Moroni. Okay, Sal Moroni. So we need someone to turn Billy Dee Williams into Two-Face. Sal Moroni. Wait a minute.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yes.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Blog Talk sex balls. Oh,
well, we're having an interesting conversation because DC is planning to have the comics just like Batman 66. Wonder Woman 77 says Michael Keaton is coming back as Batman.
Right.
They're going to issue Batman 89, and they're going to have a Harley Quinn.
Cool.
They're going to have Two-Face, Billy Dee Williams style. They're going to have Poison Ivy, Gina Davis.
Right.
There's going to be a Robin, and obviously they got to have Sal Moroni. Now, it was pointed out Harley has a mask just like Paul. Huh? You there?
No, well, the hard thing to do is, yeah, I'm here. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah,
Hello?
I can hear you.
The thing is, since DC is no longer with Diamond, the only way to find out this stuff is you have to go to the DC website weekly because you don't get their previews anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? And like I was saying, like my comic book store, when I, like every week they would send me like a tally, like a bill more or less, like ahead of time. And I'm going, how come I don't see my DC stuff? Their software is from Diamond. So I never see my DC stuff on there.
Now, we've been having a debate.
Oh, okay.
Now, we've been having a debate.
What? Yes? Go ahead.
We've been having
a debate
about who would be, if the movies were continuing on, who would be Harley Quinn?
Mm-hmm.
Who would be Robin? And who would be Sal Moroni, the one that turned Billy Dee Williams into Two-Face? For Harley, I said Julie Brown.
Okay. All right.
You have to
pick
the time period. We have Elizabeth Shue, Meg Ryan.
I was going to say just have Margot Robbie play her because she's doing a great job with but I guess you have to go back to
that
time period.
You got to consider the time period.
I was going
to
say Sal.
89
right,
to 92.
Right.
All right. And Tara Strong and Tara Strong, the actress who does the voice of Harley in a few things. She was acting.
Right. And she's about to, she could do it. I was thinking Eric Roberts for Sal Moroni.
All right. And if we're talking early Dick Grayson, maybe Christian Slater. George Mosley says Jerry Hall would be Holly. Interesting choice.
Because you got to remember that time period. I was thinking maybe Meg Ryan for Harley Quinn. Yeah, maybe Meg Ryan for Harley Quinn back then.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking she had that voice for it back then.
So that's why my first thing was Julie Brown.
Or maybe
because I'm a blonde. Yeah, that one.
Okay. Yeah, I know that one. Now I'm thinking more Meg Ryan. All right, hold on. Finally, Steve Heroes just up, just loaded up for me to log back into. All right, sorry about that, guys. That was definitely not my fault. And was it the second time in 3 weeks we've had this problem? Second time in the last month?
It was a while. You were behaving. I guess we got to start bringing back that drinking game.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me see if it's going to let me log in. All right, here we go. This is just ridiculous.
But like I said, they also break, like I said, they have Poison Ivy, and they drew.
You're breaking up. What? Wait. Hold it. Wait, you broke up. What?
I said.
See,
they're
I can't
bringing...
tell that you were me, but I can.
It is you. They're hearing me fine.
Okay. Okay. But you know what it is? Both times when you got. You went there, bring. And I didn't hear anything after that syllable.
Inging.
Okay. Were they bringing
Poison Ivy? Poison Ivy.
Okay.
Gina Davis,
right.
Drawn in.
Okay.
And her time period.
Okay. As long as they don't use Uma Thurman.
Was Uma Thurman?
No, Uma Thurman.
I don't think Uma was there. Nope. Oh, yeah. Yes, she was.
She was in the Bane movie. She was Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
She was in the fourth movie. She was in that horrible. She was the melodramatic one. That was horrible.
The bringing in of the bat nipples. Tim Burton will not do bat nipples.
No, that's right. He won't. All right, hold on. I'm almost there. All right, should we get to some news? Because now I got a lot of news and not a lot of time to read it in.
There's one thing we can do, and you know, talk about computers since you just had another computer issue, more like Blog Talk. But
let's stick to the news. Let's not do commercials because I got a lot to read and not a lot of time to do it. And I just
Okay. So how about the other drinking game? Then?
Let's not get fancy. Yes, that's what I'm getting. Let's do the fancy drinking game. Let's do the Golden Girl drinking game. All right, this is going to be Heroes and Villains update number 406. And she posted this at 8:25 this evening. Oh, by the way, happy Labor Day weekend, everybody in the United States. Yes, what was I going to say? Summer is officially coming to an end. Where did it go?
I'm
guess
glad
that's what
it's
happens
going
when it's
too hot.
Right. I mean, seriously, did anybody do anything like spectacular? I mean, you know, beaches were open, but did anybody actually go to the beach?
If they did,
do you know
they
if anybody
just,
went?
Not to my knowledge.
You know, I mean, that's the whole thing, too. It's like, who went to the beaches? Who actually went? So. All right. Let's get to it. Here we go. Friday update number 406. This week, we've been continuing to work on removing the traditional RPG design function of NPCs as story starters and enders in order to give us much more narrative freedom, as well as flexibility in creating NPCs, as we're no longer automatically required to make them as the starting point for stories. There's an important distinction between making an NPC because they are needed as a part of the story and making an NPC because the player needs a way to access the story and then trying to work them into the story. The first is narratively flexible, while the second is narratively restrictive. By not tying NPCs to a mechanical function, acting as access and closure points for stories that allows us to expand on when, how, and why they are used within the game world, giving them a lot more independence from the player instead of just being used like a tool to start and complete missions. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. Okay. And I'm still loading up into City of Heroes.
No, you're in.
Okay. Am I? Well, it says I'm in. You see I'm in, but I'm not. Okay. So, director explains where the New Mutant sits in the mutant universe. Okay. At least the long gestated the New Mutants has finally soared into theaters. But did anybody go see it? I mean, how many people actually are going to movie theaters? I don't know why they didn't do video on demand. I really don't know why they didn't do that. The movie had a lukewarm reception from the majority of the not so many critics who saw it. Well, yeah. It's also too early to say how it's going to perform at the box office. Probably not so good given the ongoing COVID-19 emergency. In a recent interview with Den of Geek, the New Mutants director, Josh Boone, explained precisely where the X-Men spinoff sits in the mutant universe. There was a long gestation process, he said. There were a lot of scripts and drafts written over time. It started being in the original X-Men timeline, ended up completely its own thing, still with connections to X-Men and all that, and obviously in the same universe, but not tethered to the Dark Phoenix universe, thank God. Many fans were already expecting what Boone's words confirmed. At one time, many rumors pointed out that James McAvoy's Professor X could play a significant mentor part in the movie. When asked if she hoped to reunite with her Split co-star, even actress Anya Taylor-Joy teased that McAvoy might play a role. While McAvoy's Professor X never actually shows in the movie, at least Boone's words confirmed that the story takes place during his timeline, as opposed to Patrick Stewart's. And as we said, the New Mutants is in theaters now. So there you go. So it takes place during McAvoy's timeline, the earlier timeline. But, you know, it's their own damn fault. How many times do we sit here and say, oh, it's coming out. Oh, look, it got held back again. Oh, what a surprise, they held it back again. Oh, look, what a surprise, it got held back yet again. Why are they postponing this movie? Okay, so DC joins forces with Waze, W-A-Z-E, to celebrate this year's Batman Day. DC has big plans to celebrate this year's Batman Day. On September 19th, fans will be able to take part in Batman-themed digital activities. Just for this year, fans can drive along with a Batman and the Riddler theme on Waze. Fans will be able to travel to their Batcave by hearing directions from none other than Kevin Conroy. Well, shit. Kevin Conroy himself. Drivers can choose to listen to the Batman, the animated series actor, or listen to Wally Wingert's Riddler voice directions. The brand new DC-inspired Waze theme will be available from today till October 31st and is available in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Besides the Waze theme, fans will be treated with several free digital comics and free activity kits for kids. After the celebration on social media, a series of digital activities will entertain the fans for all the holidays. There will also be a Batman virtual 5K, 10K run, walk, and even a digital mystery to solve. In it, fans can team up with Batman to piece together a series of clues left behind by the Riddler. The decodification of some mischievous hints will unlock exclusive limited-time reveals. The adventure will start on the official Twitter account for DC Comics at noon Pacific time on September 18th. That's a Friday. So there you go. Things to do. So I guess you have to go to their website. It doesn't say where to go. If you have to go to their website or you need a Waze. I don't even know what Waze is.
Yeah.
Okay, but here we go. Black Adam producer teases the Justice Society's big screen debut. Dwayne Johnson's long-awaited Black Adam solo movie was supposed to start shooting this summer. Unfortunately, the coronavirus pandemic derailed these plans. But this didn't stop Johnson from showing up at DC FanDome with an early preview. Among other details, Johnson confirmed that Black Adam will share the screen with members of the Justice Society of America.
He's now, happy.
Producer Hiram Garcia, yes, I am, is dishing on what this means for the larger DC universe. Garcia, the president of Johnson's Seven Bucks production banner, recently spoke with Collider to discuss a new photography book spotlighting the wrestler-turned-actor's career. When Black Adam and the JSA came up, he hinted that fans might see some recognizable storylines come to life. "We are so excited to introduce the Justice Society," said Garcia, "especially Hawkman, who's such a beloved character and one of those heroes who's always meant so much to the DC Universe. Having them play in the same sandbox as Black Adam is going to be fantastic. I think fans are going to be really excited to see what elements from classic storylines we take inspiration from as we bring these characters together." Garcia also shared that there have been multiple ongoing conversations about how to link the film to other DCEU entries. And when Johnson's character meets other DC heroes, they'd better watch out. After all, Black Adam isn't as disciplined as they are. "I think audiences are going to go crazy when they see the story and sequences we've been creating that showcase this world, and more importantly, what Black Adam is truly capable of," continued Garcia. "It's fun to truly showcase all of his abilities and watch someone with this much power who, unlike other powerful DC characters, doesn't believe in pulling their punches. Then, on top of that, you add in the complexity of his character and the things he's carrying with him, what he's been through and what he's come from and where he's going to, and it makes for a very unique and intense cinematic ride." Now, Black Adam arrives in theaters, or supposed to arrive in theaters, on December 22nd, 2021. Okay, next up. Okay, next up is the Arrowverse now the CW-verse? In 2012, 1 year after ending Smallville, the CW revisited Oliver Queen with Arrow, a show that gave way to an entire shared universe of small-screen superheroes that eventually became known as the Arrowverse. But now that Arrow is over and Oliver Queen is dead and buried, the Arrowverse name may be on the way out. Now, the CW has just offered proof that they're about to retire the Arrowverse title for good. All the CW's DC series are currently in limbo due to production shutdowns brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Regardless, the CW has every intention of bringing The Flash, Supergirl, at all, back to its ranks next year. The CW has just released a new promo that once again confirms that its superhero shows will return in 2021. But the new spot blatantly refers to the programming block as the CW-verse. And once I post, you can check out the promo below. The first half of the promo essentially recycles old footage from the CW's 6 DC titles, including shots from last year's Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover. But at the minute 10-second mark, it becomes a trailer for Superman and Lois, which features Tyra Hoechlin and Elizabeth Tulloch reprising their roles as the title characters. Superman and Lois isn't the only new addition to the Arrowverse / CW-verse. On the horizon next year, we'll also see the introduction of Javicia Leslie as the new Batwoman. The CW is also reportedly still developing its Green Arrow and the Canary spinoff. But while speaking with Digital Spy last month, executive producer Mark Guggenheim said that he can't reveal new details about that series until the network gives him the go-ahead. So the CW-verse. All right. Now on to Star Wars news for a moment. Disney Plus announces the release date for The Mandalorian Season 2. So the sophomore season, The Mandalorian, finally has an official release date. Disney Plus has taken up to its social media accounts to reveal the new episodes of the fan-favorite show will start becoming available for streaming starting October 30th. Din Djarin and his inseparable green sidekick will return for new adventures together with the many characters who populate the Star Wars universe. In the next few days, Disney Plus will likely release a trailer for the season to come. Disney also revealed a revised logo featuring Baby Yoda. And it says in the Mandalorian, in the A, it shows the Mandalorian, and next to him is Baby Yoda. While the last Star Wars movie trilogy gathered mixed reaction from critics and fans alike, and recently, even from some of the actors, it seems that the positive consensus for The Mandalorian is almost unanimous. An excellent mixture of a captivating story, an intriguing protagonist aided by a lovely green creature, as well as several convincing supporting characters like Giancarlo Esposito's Moff Gideon or Gina Carano's Cara Dune, resulted in a thrilling show that hooked the viewers. Among the announced news items for Season 2, fans will also see Ahsoka Tano for the first time in live action. For the occasion, the former Jedi Padawan of Anakin Skywalker will be portrayed on the screen by actress Rosario Dawson. Additionally, Tamora Morrison will play the notorious bounty hunter Boba Fett, whom many fans thought dead after the events of Return of the Jedi. There will also be some space for the former ruler of Mandalore, Bo-Katan Kryze. Well, there you go. Okay, WB Games Montreal reveals the voice cast for Gotham Knights. Next year, Gotham Knights will allow gamers to assume control of four different members of the Bat Family in the wake of Batman's death in the trailer. That's not a spoiler. Stepping into the Dark Knight's shoes is no easy feat. However, neither is filling out the voice cast for such a high-profile DC adventure. Fortunately, WB Games Montreal has assembled a group of performers who are up to the challenge via the official Gotham Knights Twitter account. The studio has announced who will be bringing the Bat Family to life. And here are their picks. Batgirl will be voiced by America Young. Mm-hmm. Nightwing is going to be voiced by Christopher Sean. Robin, voiced by Sloane Morgan Siegel. Red Hood, voiced by Stephen O'Young. Alfred, voiced by Gildart Jackson. The actor's collective resume spans live action, animation, and video games. Batgirl actress America Young has voiced Barbie in several animated projects over the years. Additionally, she's been featured in the Monster High franchise. Additionally, Christopher Sean, Nightwing, had a two-year stint headlining Star Wars Resistance's voice cast as Kazuto Ziono. He has also had recurring roles on Hawaii Five-O and Days of Our Lives. Sloane Morgan Siegel, Robin, previously played the title character on Amazon Prime's Gordimer Gibbons' Life on Normal Street, which aired two seasons from 2014 to 2016. Gamers might recognize Stephen O'Young, Red Hood, is from playing Martin Lee, Mr. Negative, in Spider-Man PS4. Finally, Gildart Jackson, Alfred, provides the voice of Flies Eyes, on Netflix's Castlevania. Okay. He was also part of the English voice cast for Helsing Ultimate. And Gotham Knights will hit consoles in 2021. A few more and we're almost done. Okay, so Netflix, this is big news when I saw this one, is going to produce Zack Snyder's, ready for this one, Army of the Dead prequel and anime series. It's been a while since fans got some news from Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead. The movie is still somewhere amidst production, and there's no news yet about when it will make it to Netflix beyond sometime in 2021. Nonetheless, the streaming service just announced its intentions to expand the franchise. Not only is Zack Snyder's forthcoming zombie movie getting a prequel, but also an anime series. I'm incredibly excited for the opportunity to partner with Netflix again as we expand the Army of the Dead universe with both an international prequel as well as exploring the visual dynamic world of animation. Snyder said in a statement via Variety. It's been a great collaboration, and we are thrilled that Netflix sees us as a bit, as big of an IP as we do. Okay. Okay, really quickly. So the Batman Hall shooting after Robert Pattinson tests positive for COVID-19. So a few weeks ago, after wowing DC fans with its first trailer, the Batman recently resumed production in the United Kingdom. Unfortunately, the reboot has just hit a new speed bump. Via Variety, a spokesperson for the studio issued the following statement. A member of, now remember, I think we talked about this last week, right? We said a member of the Batman production has tested positive for COVID-19 and is isolating in accordance with established protocols. Filming is temporarily paused. But he didn't say who it was. However, Vanity Fair is now reporting that an infected crew member is none other than Robert Pattinson, the star of the film. Well, why did they say this last week? Previously, the Batman was forced to suspend filming back in March due to the ongoing health crisis when Warner Brothers ordered the production shut down earlier this year. Only 25% of the movie had been shot. Regardless, director Matt Reeves was able to cut enough footage together to preview the film at DC FanDom last month. According to Variety's report, the Batman has about 3 months' worth of scenes left to shoot. The filmmakers are also hoping to wrap the movie by the end of the year. This news comes as a number of other high-profile films are getting back underway in the midst of the pandemic. Studios are implementing several safety measures to try to prevent the spread of the virus. But as this latest announcement shows, nothing's actually guaranteed. It's currently unclear when the Batman will get the go-ahead to start filming again. And the Batman will hopefully hit theaters on October 1st, 2021. Okay, I'm going to skip this one. Okay. Now, this is the one we were talking about earlier. I may have one other piece of news. Okay. Last month, DC FanDom outperformed Comic-Con at home by offering an impressive lineup of film and video game announcements and panels. Next week, on the 12th, September 12th, DC FanDom will return with new panels on Saturday, September 12th. While DC FanDom Explore the Universe is unlikely to match the impact of the first, there may still be some surprises ahead. Actually, it's going to be called Explore the Multiverse. DC has released a new teaser video for DC FanDom Explore the Multiverse that promises over 100 hours of content. There will be over 300 panels, including spotlights on cosplay, fan art, and a greater emphasis on DC's comic book lineup. Additionally, there will likely be panels devoted to DC's movies, TV shows, and video games as well. However, DC FanDom's second round of programming will only be available to stream for 24 hours, so it's impossible to watch it all in that time frame. Regardless, fans will be able to make their own schedule and watch panels in their own preferred order. Additionally, there will be a DC FanDom store with merchandise from several upcoming projects, including Gotham Knights, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, and Wonder Woman 1984. So what they're saying you have to do is go to the website, dcfandom.com, and you could set up your schedule. I was looking at it before the show. You go to dcfandom.com, and you could set up your schedule. Log in. I guess you have to set up an account, obviously. And you could set your schedule up. And as you schedule it, you fill up the schedule. And then there's a video below, a trailer. You can check that out. And that sets everything up. Okay, one last story. And then I'll play the commercial. We have time. I just want to make sure we have time. All right, Sony and Amazon reportedly in talks for multiple Marvel TV series. Years ago, Amazon was one of the contenders for the package of live-action Marvel shows that ended up on Netflix. Now it looks like Amazon may get a second chance to play in the Marvel realm. According to Deadline, Sony and Amazon are in advanced negotiations for a suite of TV shows based on Marvel's Spider-Man adjacent characters. At the top of the list is the Korean-American superheroine known as Silk, a.k.a. Cindy Moon. In Marvel's comic book universe, Cindy went to high school with Peter Parker, and she was also bitten by the same radioactive spider that gave Peter his powers. What are the odds? Silk and Spider-Man have very similar powers as a result. However, Silk's control over her webbing is more refined than Spider-Man's. Additionally, Laura Moon, a scribe on Netflix's Atypical, wrote the pilot script for Silk. The report compares the potential Sony and Amazon deal to the pact struck between Marvel and Netflix that led to Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, The Defenders, and The Punisher. Regardless, there are still some issues that need to be sorted out. Deadline states that some of the lingering threads has to do with a complicated web of multi-platform rights for the various characters. The report also suggests that the proposed suite of Marvel series is expected to land on a linear platform first before heading to Amazon for streaming. There will be another network or cable outlet. An outlet may become a part of the deal as well. Sony's deal with Marvel predates the publisher's acquisition by Disney. Under the terms of the contract, Sony can develop films and TV shows based on characters related to Spider-Man or in his direct orbit. That's why Venom and Morbius the Living Vampire fall under the pact. Okay. Where was I? That being said, we have a friend who has a business.
Mm-hmm.
That business is a sponsor for this show. If you have a computer problem, well, we're going to let Mad Viking tell you all about it.
If you're listening here, you are a gamer in some form. Gamers have different needs for the computers and internet capabilities, just like businesses, charities, and organizations. And just like any high-level use computers, you need a specific system for your need. You need Metamorphosis IT. Metamorphosis IT is not just tech support, not just service, but solutions. Integrating your computer, servers, cell phone, smart TVs, and all your needs to simplify and coordinate the process. Go to mi-solutions.tech to schedule a consultant evaluation of your system and how it can be improved. Again, Metamorphosis IT at mi-solutions.tech. Transforming your experience of technology.
Wasn't that lovely?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah, so if you need help, he's the guy. And there, I just logged back in. I finally got back. Yeah, I'm back in. With less than 10 minutes, I'm finally back in on Champion on City of Heroes. Yay. Sorry. No, hold up. Yes, I do have a commercial. I could click one I could play. One more.
Okay. Pogoman of Paragon Radio Podcast is raising money for his local Children's Miracle Network Hospital COVID-19 Impact Fund, working with extralife.org. Help him raise money for his local children's hospital. You can check out the links on Paragon Dawn's Facebook page and Dawn Radio's Facebook page. Help the children as Pogoman goes to gaming for the children.
Wasn't that lovely?
Oh, yes. And we're still standing at 501.
But I'm over the 500 mark for the first time.
Yes, you are. I announced it early while you were away, but just had a double check. Yep, we're at 501. And if we have a first goal. We got to get to 666 exactly
by October 20th.
And then Mordecai will donate.
Okay, what if we go over 666?
Oh, he wants to see 666 before his birthday in October.
Okay, what if we're at 650 and somebody donates 20, we go to 670?
He wants, yeah, I know. He set the rules, 666.
You know what I mean? Like, it has to say 666?
Yeah. So we need someone to donate 165, and bingo.
And then somebody, oh, right. Jesus, somebody don't, or a combination thereof, and then you can shoot the works.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay.
So we will see. It's entirely possible at this moment.
Because I know when I get paid on October 3rd, I was going to donate at least 100 in my own name. So, you know.
Well, like I said, it's still entirely possible.
It is. It is. It is. Well, maybe I'll just donate the 165. Don't. I hope more people donate between now and then. I mean,
oh,
wait,
yeah.
It has to be. I mean, it just has to be between now and then. So somebody can go in right now, donate 165, show him, and then people could still donate, right? It doesn't have to stay
right.
at 165.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
You know, screenshot it. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it looks like we're getting to the end of another great show, including
thanks,
the goof up.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? At least this time I got back in, not like the last time where, what, half an hour into the show?
Yeah. And Bach
was,
did
no,
not play.
No. That was an hour into the show. That's right. The last time it was an hour into the show, I couldn't get back in. This time it was half an hour into the show. What was I going to say? So, next weekend, so Friday, we celebrate the 8th anniversary of the show. Then Saturday, we have another DC Fandom, a second one. Then Sunday is the actual anniversary, but we do Champions Playing Champions Online, which is also this Sunday, by the way, folks, Champions Playing Champions Online. Is this Sunday at 4 p.m. Oh, special start, 4 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 p.m. Eastern start time this week. Because if you watched last week, I still have to do the write-up. They defeated, they took on the Armadillo. They faced him. what happened was there was a Viper defector. They rescued him. They saved the Until director. From an ambush, brought him back, and the Viper defector informed them of the location of the Viper's nest in their city. So now they are planning the assault on the Viper's nest, and that will begin this Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. And that will be episode 7, Assaulting the Viper's Nest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the 7th episode, right? Yeah, 7th mm-hmm. issue. Issue 7.
Yep.
Still don't have a name for the group, but it's all right.
And it's not going to be the Crayon Crew.
Right, or the Crayon Cartel, whatever you want to call it. It's not going to be that, whatever Alan's saying. It's definitely not going to be that. It's not like in Champions or City of Heroes where every name is taken, because in this world we have dibs on the first name, so we can pick a really cool name for our group. I was trying to explain to Alto, like, well, why aren't we Paragon Dawn? It's like, we don't have to be. We can pick a name for just a little group in this campaign world. Outside of it, yes, we're members of Paragon Dawn playing this game. He goes, oh, I got you. Like, see? if you want to name the group Paragon Dawn in this game, that's fine, too. All right, everybody. This Saturday. So go watch those TV shows and the superhero movies. If you have Amazon Prime, go watch the first three episodes of Season 2 of The Boys. It came out today, and it is friggin' phenomenal. I watched it today, and oh, my God, it's awesome. If not, have a happy Labor Day if you live in the States. If not, have a great weekend anyway. Enjoy the last weekend officially of summer. Where did the time go? Oh, my God. And we'll see you back here next week for another episode of Paragon Radio for celebrating our 8th anniversary. Anything you'd like to say in closing before we go to the after party, Mr. Mad Viking, sir?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. And we'll see you all next week. Thank you. And we are now in the after party, where we can continue talking. Because if you're listening to the replay on Monday, boy, how was that gaming session of champions playing champions on champions? I can't believe that thing happened. I just have to leave that open. I can't believe that player did that thing.
The thing with the thing?
That's right, that thing. My God, she shocked everybody. But I was talking to Anita, and I can talk about this now. I asked Piffle if she can see either joining us as a player, because she's always there, or maybe filling in on those weeks, like when Shortbus can't make it, or Alan is late, can't make it. Because like last week, I'm playing Pogo, Alan, and Shortbus. You know? And I'm like, ugh. So she could be like our backup player.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was the importance of typing out the characters this week. Just like, he's like, here's this guy here. This is Shortbus' character, for example. Or this is so-and-so's character. So.
All right, so,
yes, but anyway.
Yep. I'm starting to do the head bob. Like I said, I was trying to take a nap, right, but then
the
internet problem.
That's what I always find. If you can take a nap for the show, do it earlier in the afternoon. Never leave it for like 15 minutes. Never leave it for like right before the show. I always do it where I'm going to wake up like an hour, hour and a half before the show starts. I never leave it like that. Oh, we didn't talk about the anniversary event starting.
We'll continue on next week.
Screwed up.
Yeah.
I know, but there were anniversary events this week I wanted to talk about. You know, this week it's just a kiddie thing, but that's going to be going on for the whole time, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm working on three characters. I'm Iron Tiger. I'm working on him. I did like this mystical martial artist Pogo Man version, the Grandmaster Kick Fu. I did another version of Pogo Man. He's only level 30. Him and then Pogo Man, who will always do all the anniversary events on anyway over there. So I always pick Pogo Man and two other characters to work on for the anniversary events. So, and those two guys are level 30 over there. So I pick him and two level 30s just to work on for a couple of weeks. So, all righty. I guess we are done for tonight. So you are bobbing your head. You need to go to sleep because you're working in the morning, I believe.
No, and I'm going to be having a 3-day off, so I'm going to enjoy this sleep.
Oh, very good. All right. Do you want to get going and go to sleep, or what do you want to do? Because I need to go take care of Mom in a few minutes. Go get some sleep. We could talk tomorrow. Actually,
okay.
I was hoping to get everybody together for a role-playing session this weekend. Like tomorrow before we played Sunday. Remember we wanted to do that role-playing session?
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to, but it never got set up. We never set that up.
Nope.
Damn it. Oh, well. All right, then. Go get some rest. Enjoy. go get some rest now. Go sleep early. Sleep in some more.
Yep.
All right. All right. Let me go take care of Mom, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
And with that, that brings a close to another episode of Paragon Radio. And we will see you all next week for our 8th anniversary, Black Tie Anniversary is Spectacular. You guys wear a tux next week. All right, everybody. Enjoy the week. Have a good one, everybody. Have fun. Stay healthy. Stay safe. This is Boga Man Made Vikings signing off. Where's that button? It would help if I was in the studio page. All right. Good night, everybody.